Essay 88, The Lowest Animals, Mark Twain. Man is the only animal that robs his helpless fellow of his country, takes possession of it, and drives him out of it or destroys him. Man has done this in all the ages. There is not an acre of ground on the globe that is in possession of its rightful owner, or that has been taken away from owner after owner, cycle after cycle, by force and bloodshed. Man is the only slave, and he is the only animal who enslaves. He has always been a slave in one form or another, and has always held that other slaves in bondage under him in one way or another. In our day he is always some man's slave for wages, and does that man's work. And this slave has other slaves under him for minor wages, and they do his work. The higher animals are the only ones who exclusively do their own work and provide their own living. Man is the only patriot. He sets himself apart in his own country, under his own flag, and sneers at the other nations, and keeps multitudinous uniformed assassins on hand at heavy expense to grab slices of other people's countries, and keep them from grabbing slices of his. And in the intervals between campaigns, he washes the blood off his hands and works for the universal brotherhood of man with his mouth. Man is the religious animal. He is the only religious animal. He is the only animal that has the true religion, several of them. He is the only animal that loves his neighbor as himself and cuts his throat if his theology isn't straight. He has made a graveyard of the globe in trying his honest best to smooth his brother's paths to happiness and heaven. He was at it in the time of the Caesars. He was at it in Mohammed's time. He was at it in the time of the Inquisition. He was at it in France a couple of centuries. He was at it in England in Mary's day. He has been at it ever since he first saw the light. He is at it today in Crete. He will be at it somewhere else tomorrow. The higher animals have no religion. We are told that they are going to be left out in the hereafter. I wonder why. It seems questionable taste. Man is the reasoning animal. Such is the claim. I think it is open to dispute. Indeed, my experiments have proven to me that he is the unreasoning animal. Note his history as sketched above. It seems plain to me that whatever he is not a reasoning animal. His record is the fantastic record of a maniac. I consider that the strongest count against his intelligence is the fact that, with that record back of him, he blandly sets himself up as the head animal of the lot, whereas, by his own standards, he is the bottom one. In truth, man is incurably foolish. Simple things which the other animals easily learn, he is incapable of learning. Among my experiments was this. In an hour I taught a cat and a dog to be friends. I put them in a cage. In another hour, I taught them to be friends with a rabbit. In the course of 2 days, I was able to add a fox, a goose, a squirrel, and some doves, finally a monkey. They lived together in peace, even affectionately.